tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Friday at last. So good morning for all of us. But first of all, to Naga Babas, the rage of the Kumbh and Instagram as well. And while we are on Babas, well, of course, no good morning for Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh Hewan, now also sentenced for life in jail for murdering the journalist who exposed the scandal that the Godman was running. Well, it's not a particularly good day for Rakesh Asthana as well, also known as PM's blue-eyed boy, but along with him, several other members of Mr. Verma's team, including AK Sharma and Manish Sinha, who have also been moved out of the CBI. Several media reports say that the churn is meant to clear the decks for the appointment of a new chief. A special panel led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet on the 24th of January to pick Mr. Verma's successor. It is 18th of January 2019, and what one Kamal does, the other will follow. We are talking about Kamal Nath, the newly appointed Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, and how he seems to be taking inspiration from UP's Yogi. Hiding behind the cases against the farmers of Madhya Pradesh, the industrialists will now do away with politically motivated cases for the Congress. Quote, "We have decided to withdraw politically motivated cases slapped on thousands of people in Madhya Pradesh," unquote, said PC Sharma, Minister for Law and Legislative Affairs, after the cabinet meeting in Bhopal yesterday evening. And while we are on Mandsaur farmers and the Law and Legislative Affairs Minister is busy covering the past, well, the present is clearly gone out of focus. A day after a leading businessman was shot dead with multiple gunshots from close quarters in Indore, unidentified assailants shot dead senior BJP leader Prahlad Bandwar in Mandsaur yesterday evening. The twin incidents have raised questions on the competence of law enforcement authorities under the new Congress government led by Kamal Nath. Well, Kamal Nath's non-management tendencies weren't as shocking for me as was learning about National Security Advisor, the bonds, Ajit Doval's son. No, not Sharia, but Vivek Doval. Well, in case you missed it, head to the latest copy of The Caravan, and you would also be surprised to learn that, firstly, the nationalist spy son is not an Indian citizen, he's a British citizen. So much for Deshbhakti. Secondly, the son of Bond runs a hedge fund based out of the notorious Cayman Island, which Doval and the party he is the NSA of himself has called as a tax haven. But this were not enough. Quote, "Within 13 days of Prime Minister Modi announcing demonetization, Vivek Doval on 21st November 2016 opened a hedge fund called GNY Asia in Cayman Islands, which, according to a report of BJP's 2011 committee, is a known tax haven." Unquote. This is what Jai Ram Ramesh, contriving a link between the unnatural spike in FDI flow from Cayman Islands and Vivek Doval, a British citizen, opening a hedge fund, commented. Ramesh also pointed to a serious suspicion of round-tripping, putting the onus on RBI to clarify the role of GNY Asia in this. He raised suspicions that Vivek Doval's hedge fund was involved in funneling out money and then bringing it back to India post-demonetization, and also alleged links between GNY Asia and Zeus Strategic Management Advisors Private Limited, another company in Cayman Islands headed by guess who? Doval's older son, Sharia. Well, while we are talking about Sharia, as in courage, Have you heard about the latest hair-changing idea for encouraging UP police? We will come to the idea, but hey, my sincerest request, let's not encourage them more. I think there have been sufficient non-policing that they have done anyway. Well, now in a bid to encourage policemen in UP to grow and maintain mustache, which adds gravitas to their personality, the police department has floated a proposal to raise the mooch allowance given to the PAC personnel. Sources claim that a proposal has been sent to increase the monthly allowances for the upkeep of facial crops from Rs. 50 to Rs. 250. Now with that, let's move on to our international news, where news this morning was about a car bomb that exploded at a police academy in Colombia's capital, Bogota, on Thursday, killing at least 9 people and wounding over 20 in an attack that prompted fears of a return to the country's violent past. From car bombs, we head to car crashes, and this one reminded us of that infamous car crash of a royal, where it wasn't the princess this time, but the 97-year-old Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband, the Duke of Edinburgh himself, who escaped uninjured from a car crash while driving himself. The accident occurred when Philip had been pulling out of a driveway onto the main road, according to the BBC. What was a 97-year-old doing driving anyway? I mean, they can't be so broke that they can't afford a driver. Or maybe take an Uber. And before we leave you for the weekend, a bit about Nur Hadi and Aldo. But don't know them yet? Well, you might as well. They look like Indonesian politicians with mustaches, traditional headgear, and obviously the big campaign promises. Like, they are pro-LGBT rights and have a halal program to legalize marijuana. Both unthinkable in Indonesia's current political climate. But that is not why they are the rage and getting famous. Nur Hadi and Aldo have become best known for the vulgar campaign tagline, a creative abbreviation of the first few letters of their names that translate as Dildo for Indonesia. But that's not the catch. The catch is, they aren't real. And in fact, they are entirely fictional. Created by a group of disaffected millennials, they have struck a chord with young voters and their social media profiles, which regularly lampoon mainstream politicians. But they have attracted almost 4 lakh followers on Instagram and thousands on Twitter and Facebook since their creation just last month. And that is all that I have for you for today and this week. Amit Shah will be discharged by the time we return with the rest of these many days. I really wonder what he has thought up next, but we'll just have to leave that for the next week. As always, thank you for listening and goodbye from takeapart.in.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.